Hi, Naomi. It's great to meet you here in Cannes. How has the festival been going for you?
Oh, very nice. The weather is nice. I discovered the film Roma Elastica yesterday because I haven't watched it before. And I was so excited and surprised in an amazing way because it's cinema plus, 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 plus. And I love Cannes. And I think it was the best way to show the movie of Cannes at the midnight screening. It's fantastic. I'm happy to see Marion. I'm happy to see Bertrand because I love them a lot. And I came with my daughter, Valentina, like my character. I think I couldn't be happier.
Yesterday, as you already mentioned, was the big premiere. How does it feel for you to have this story, which is so wild and has so many stars by Bertrand Mendico, just presented to an audience that's as cinephile as the Cannes audience is known to be?
It's a movie that talks about cinema, but not only. Like, there is an amazing friendship between two women, like friendship, love, movement. Me a lot, talking about the cinema that is so important on Earth. You know, without art, there is no Earth. And at one point, this Italian cinema in its best moments before the 80s, it was just fantastic. And then with the TV and all this, it declined. It's also about the fragility of art and that we have to care about it as we have to care about women, as we have to care about our lives and the fact that we decline also. It's also a dialogue with the youth. This moved me a lot also in the movie, how Eddie and her youth are confronting themselves. And there are so many layers in this movie. It's incredible. There is so many themes that are very strong, but mixed together, it's even more powerful.
You already mentioned the strong female friendship at its core. The main character is played by Marion Cotillard. How was working together with her and how did you develop that theme of female friendship?
In a way, we were already friends because we met in Lee, a movie by Hélène Kuras with Kate Winslet, and it was a couple of years ago, and we spent time in Croatia together. Fell in a very strong friendship at that time, and we continued to see each other, and then this movie came, and Bertrand chose me to play with Mario, and I was so blessed and happy because I admire her so much, but also I love her a lot, you know, a bit like Valentina with Eddie, so I was good. I will not have to play that much because that's the way I feel for her, like, I admire her and I want even. I just love to be around her. It was not that difficult to build.
Your character also is very tough and sometimes aggressive, protectively of her friend. Were there a few weird or funny occurrences on the set that you like to share when shooting all those crazy scenes?
To bite a man, to protect Eddie, I have to... with my bag to hit the journalist, to leave her alone because she feels bad. Like, it was so funny. I love my character because she is the opposite of Eddie, who is really like in the retenue. And my character is really expressive and protective. I have friends like that around me. And I used to think a lot about her when I was playing my character because she's like that and laugh a lot. And I love that kind of character even in life.
How was working together with Bertrand Mendico, the director?
At the beginning, I was scared because I was, oh, you know, it's always stupid, but about his look, I was, he has like a bit like a costume because we're not used to it in life, but he is so sweet, so calm, so patient, the opposite of his look, and that's what I love, this contrast. It's the same in his movie, there is a lot of contrast, there is a dialogue about gender, about, and sometimes there is a dialogue between the past and the future, like there is no borders, and he is like that. And like, for him, everything is fluidity between people and art, and between people and between. I really want to work with him again.
And queerness is an important theme of the film. It's also nominated for the Queer Palm. What's your personal connection to queer cinema, and how do you see the place of queer cinema in Cannes, which is more a conservative place?
Queer cinema for me is a very important weapon. It's a weapon for understanding and love and freedom. And still, there is not enough place for those stories, not enough, and they have so many to teach us, to show us about the fact that when it's love, everything should be just easy. I want to fight for the cinema.
The film is set in the 80s, which was still a very conservative period and also quite sexist in many ways, which is also reflected in the film's story. How do you look back on this period, and how do you think does it reflect on today's structures in cinema?
Yeah, sexism, it was there. there and it's still always here in a way. I hope we will get rid of it one day, but that's why I love to do a movie like that. He is the opposite of sexist, and he started the movie with a man with big return on his head with blood. This guy is killed by Eddie. He is saying so many horrible things about women. And this is also a message that Bertrand wants to say, like he wants to kill the sexism. Machismo is dangerous for women and for art. That time we're always showing women in the same way and same plastic aesthetic. And in his movie, all the women are so multidimensional and so many more than just an image, sexy and glamorous.
Just the real life of women or what they are, you know?
They are incorporated by fantastic actresses like you have Ornella Muti, you have Alba Rohrwaffe. How was working with all those stars?
It was amazing because we were all exciting to play because we were like really playing like kids. All very strong characters, very different and weird. And we're not used to that so much, women in movies. We're not allowed to play that much and be vulgar and be trivial and be bizarre. And we were very happy.
The main character by Marion Cotillard is punished by the industry for getting older, even though she's still very young. Do you experience ageism in the industry and how do you react to it?
Of course, I think the women experience this maybe less because there is more and more interesting role for women after 40, you know, but not as much as men. So we still have to fight in a way, and there is a lot of women who are scared, and I understand of aging, so there's a lot of surgery. It's a choice, but sometimes it's not only a choice because it's also a fear that the society puts you in the background, and that's sad when it's not a choice. When it's a choice, it's marvelous, but when there is the society that convinces you to do it in a way, you know, so you're still in movies and still, you know, in the lights. And
the story is mainly also a homage to classic Italian cinema, and you have acted in French and Italian films and in co-productions. Do you have a preference?
I love to work in different languages. Italian I love because I'm in love with Italy and this language. I love to work in French, but I would love also to, I don't know, work in Japanese or, you know, I love to meet different cultures and a way to work and a way to see the society with our different tradition, culture and melody.
The story is also immensely funny and has a very wild and weird sense of humor. How did you connect to that funny side, and would you like to go more into comedies?
Yeah, I love comedy. I would love to do more and more and more. Really, I find a freedom in comedy that gives me so much light and joy in my life. And I think we need humor in this world sometimes too. Even if we talk about very hard things, sometimes humor helps a lot.
The film is set in the 80s, and we already mentioned that this is a transformative era for cinema when video film came out, when TV became more and more common. Today is another form of transformation happening. We have streaming, even at festivals, we have series, we have immersive productions. How do you see this change in the industry?
Well, there is a good things. We have more and more things to watch more easily, more open to a lot of people. It's easier to make it also, to express ourselves, because a lot of people were completely erased from society. They can have a space to do what they want to say. But at the same time, it's a capitalism, and business is always, you know, sometimes taking too much. There's the power, and it's dangerous for art and freedom. Freedom of expression and ideas. This is scary sometimes.
The film goes into surrealism in the end. How did you connect to this theme of surreal aspects, and what was the wildest thing that happened on set?
Everything was crazy all the time. Each time I turned my head, I was seeing either a man in a mask, monkey, a statue everywhere, penis everywhere, and then I turn again my head and I see this woman with a mask, completely incredible. You don't know if it's an extraterrestre or, you know, and then I have to bite this guy, and then I have to eat this ice cream 10 times, speaking about shit. It was like, what the fuck is this? It was just incredible. Every day with Marion, we were like, what is this? It's just unbelievable, but in a good way, you know, just fantastic. We were like child in a place of games.
Looking back at your career, those last years, you did a lot of independent films, but also big budget productions. Do you have a preference?
For me, it depends on the crew. Sometimes you have big budget and finally you think you have more freedom, but finally, yes, because the people are, you know, very scared. The about the money and the fact that it cost a lot, so you have to be careful about everything. Sometimes, no, it's amazing and the crew is just so nice, and you don't feel that it's a big business movie because there is art also. And sometimes small movies with low budgets, you can have a director that push everyone too far, not nicely, because he knows he's stressed, doesn't have a lot of budget. It can be terrible, but at the same time, like this movie, it can be amazing because there is no money, but there is a lot of creativity and careness and love, and it's fantastic. What I prefer is the people.
What does a film character need to interest you?
I think it needs to surprise me, to makes me moving or laugh or, yeah, give me emotions, drive me somewhere else.
Do you have any project at the moment that you're working on and are allowed to talk about?
I just finished Les Misérables, who is out in October. I just finished the movie of Depletion, The Thing That Hurts. I'm writing my next movie, which is about Esmeralda. That's it.
That's a lot, and we'll be looking out for it.
Thank you very much.